Having recently discussed the importance of devotional reading with Doug Van Meter, Tommy and Bernele talk through a practical method for devotional Bible reading using Colossians 1 verses 15 to 23 as an example. Drawing from Charles Simeon trust principles, they demonstrate how to identify repetition in Scripture, ask probing questions of the text, notice shifts in focus from Christ to the church, make connections to other biblical passages like Genesis and Romans, and transform study into prayer. The discussion emphasizes moving from self-focus to Christ-centered devotional reading, showing how proper textual analysis reveals that Christ is the creator, reconciler, and center of all things. Here is bonus episode 10 of Imprint Out Loud.
Imprint Out Loud is the audio podcast of Imprint, which exists to leave a healthy mark on the church in Africa through trustworthy biblical resources and training of local church leaders.
Hey everyone, welcome to Office Talk. I nearly said Imprint Out Loud. We're on Office Talk. So my regular recording partner is Banele Ndlovu. He works for Imprint. And we are going to discuss devotion.
Yeah.
Welcome, Banele.
Oh, well, thanks, Tommy.
So, Doug and I recorded an episode on Imprint Out Loud on devotion.
Yeah.
And you said that we didn't do a good job.
That's not what I said. What I said was, it was a good job. Can we maybe please help us when we're approaching the text? So how do we, when I sit with the text on a Tuesday evening after work or Wednesday evening, we've got grace group on Tuesdays, and then, I'm trying to do my devotionals. How do I approach the text there?
Welcome to Office Talk.
That's a better way of saying
it. It is. I'm notoriously just putting Banele in hot water. So I apologize on air for that. So Doug and I discussed just kind of overview what devotionals are, what we should be doing. But you'd like us to just dig deeper in actually discussing a text.
Yeah.
As an example on how I or you would do it. You do it in an evening. I do it in the mornings.
Yeah.
But as per Doug's podcast with me, it is to soak in Scripture.
Yeah.
Good. So let's go. There's a thing that we do annually called Charles Simeon Trust. It's a very good preaching workshop for pastors or elders who teach, and they've got some tools that we teach them how to put a sermon together, how to preach it. That's how I do it. I do my personal devotions like that.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, because I've also been lucky to participate in these workshops, and the interesting thing that you pick up there is whether it's pastors or lay people, we all have the temptation to interpret Scripture in a wrong way. We all have an inclination to read Scripture and just to simply apply it to our lives. And what we learn there is, what is being taught to the pastors who preach there is, there's a way of going about it that helps you get the meaning of the text and get more out of it. And Tommy's going to help us go through that.
Yeah. So, Colossians 1.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, I've been leading a Friday morning Bible study, and we've gone through James, Ephesians, Proverbs, and Colossians this year. You joined us in Colossians.
Yeah.
And let's do that. Colossians 1, I'm going to read through a section of it, and basically apply what I normally do. So this is pastoral epistle.
Yeah.
So the standard thing on Simeon Trust is on all aspects of the genre of text is repetition.
Yeah.
You look for repeated words. And then you can kind of see Paul, in specifically Colossians, his train of thought of like, what is going on here? So you look for words that repeat itself, themes that repeat itself. It's like, okay, what is he talking here about? Who is he talking to about? Anything?
And just with that, the reason we look for repetition is because when a writer is writing and they're repeating something, they're trying to emphasize it. So we're trying to get like, what does the author think is the main point? And that will be most likely seen in what he repeats.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go verse 15 to verse 23. I'm just going to read through the text quickly. And if you're a listener, I mean, it's holiday. So grab your Bible quickly.
Yeah.
Pause it here. Page the Colossians. Colossians is just between Philippians and it's First Thessalonians, so it's one of the Cians. Colossians 1 verse 15, he says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." Verse 17, "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of the flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister." Good. Text. Let's jump in. Some repetition. And we've worked through this again. And just time-wise, we need to be sensitive. So I'm just going to lift out a few things. So one, I think devotionally, I just read through it now.
Yeah.
Have a pencil in your hand. When you read it a second time, things are going to start jumping out at you. Like repetition. So I'm picking up first repetition in verse 15, firstborn.
Yeah.
And then again, firstborn in verse 18. Firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation. Right? Now, second one that jumps out to me is verse 19, reconcile. Verse 22, reconciled. That jumps out to me.
Yeah.
Then, those are the only ones I can see immediately that I can think of.
Yeah, and I just to add to that, I do see a repetition of all things as well. Yeah, all things and him. So it's talking about subject, which here is Christ, and then all things.
Great observation. I didn't even mark all those things. Sorry.
You had to do that.
Anyway, so, okay, all things, all things, all things, firstborn, firstborn, reconcile, reconcile. Now you can already start asking the question, okay, all things, what are these all things that Paul is mentioning? Reconciling to himself all things. Invisible, visible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him. To me, that says all things.
All things, yeah. Yeah. It's not some things, it's all things.
All things. There we go. Which is a great thing that now we know that Paul is talking about all things. Firstborn, firstborn. So in the context of verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. So what does that tell you? I'm going to do inductive Bible study with you now.
Okay, go for it.
What kind of language is that?
When it says?
Of all creation.
Firstborn of all creation.
Yeah. Where do we read about creation?
Oh, yeah, Genesis.
Genesis 1. Right? Yeah. Genesis 1. So that means he's the firstborn of all creation. Christ is over all creation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to that old theme of all things.
Yeah.
So he's firstborn of all creation.
Yeah.
For him, all things were created.
Yeah.
For by him. What does that tell you?
So he was the one who created.
There we go. Big theological truth. Jesus is the one that created.
Mm.
In the beginning, in Genesis 1. Wow. Mind-blowing that Jesus himself was present at creation.
Yeah.
Trinity, okay, throwing out there. And then he says, we're created in heaven and on earth, visible, where the thrones, dominion, so now he's talking about powers, all things created through him and for him.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
So he created it,
yeah,
using himself, and it was all for him. So
what was for him?
The method by which he made things was through himself,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose for which he created all things was for himself.
And what was the purpose?
The purpose was for his glory, I imagine.
There we go. So when it says for him, it means for his glory. And he is before all things. Again, it sounds like a kind of a conundrum, but it's not. That it's actually just more creation language, that all things were created for him, for his glory, from the beginning.
Mm.
And all things hold together, verse 17. He is before all things. Okay, now he's the head of the body, the church. No wonder I picked this passage, but anyway. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. What is that?
The firstborn from the dead.
Yes. Yeah.
He was, we follow, mm-hmm. I mean, those who have faith in him, follow the pattern of his resurrection.
Yeah, yeah. Now in verse 19, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. What do you think that means?
So this is a tricky one, because I want to throw that one back to you.
Okay, let's go on. But all things, all these things that he created, was created through God and for God.
Mm-hmm.
And God said that he was pleased with Christ, right? We're going to skip on. Time is of the essence here. But anyway. But then he says, making peace by the blood of the cross. He was reconciling all these things to himself. So reconciling to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. So how did he reconcile all things to himself?
By the blood of the cross.
By the blood of the cross. And listeners, that is not rocket science. We got it from the text.
The text, yeah.
Because it says there, making peace by the blood of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It was his blood, and that caused reconciliation. And that's why God was pleased to dwell
mm-hmm.
on it. Okay. Then in verse 21, now it switches. And you who were once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. Where do you read about alienation, hostility in mind in the Bible? New Testament.
Alien. Romans.
Yeah.
Chapter 1.
Romans chapter 1. Doing all evil deeds. Now he says, so I think that's, according to Simeon Trust language, that's kind of where the new thought process starts, mm-hmm. right? So he's talking about Christ, creation, making all things new, reconciling things. But now he switches.
Mm.
He's not writing about Christ. He's writing about who? And you.
Yeah.
Who's the you?
So it's the Colossian.
The Colossian church, the people there, right? You guys were once alienated, reconciled. And he has now reconciled in his body of the flesh by his death. That's just pure gospel,
yeah.
right? In order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Who's the him?
Jesus Christ.
Well, he's presenting you holy and blameless and above reproach before God the Father.
God the Father.
Yeah. So through his death. But now he's writing, like I said, to the people, right? Now, verse 23, and we had a long discussion about this.
Yeah.
If indeed you continue in the faith. So there's a condition there.
Yeah.
Right? What do you make of all of that?
So I'd say it's a part of this whole thing is asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
As you do your devotionals. Yeah. And questions like that, or where you have like maybe 3 question marks.
And then what do you do then?
And then you either follow up with some commentary or ask your elders or pray about it.
Yeah. I agree with all three of those statements. Yeah. I mean, ask good question, look for repetition in the word. Look, like I said, in verse 21, there's a change of thought in person.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul from 15 to 20 writes about Christ in his work.
Yeah.
21, it says, and you, the church, you are. So now from 21 to 23, it talks about the church, right? And then he says, you were reconciled if indeed you continue in the faith. So there's a condition, it's like the fruit would tell whether you're still in Christ.
Yeah.
So it's not works-based salvation, but it is, hey, if you continue in the faith, what would it look like? You'll be stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard.
Yeah.
Which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven. And now you can see he's closing this little section with creation language again, like he did in verse 15 about firstborn of all creation. Paul is now saying, this gospel in all creation under heaven, in which I, Paul, became a minister.
Mm.
Kind of like, now that's your section
that
you're going to dig in deep and ask these good questions about it. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
What do I, now we've worked through this passage, 15 to 21 Friday morning as gents.
Mm-hmm.
Ask good questions, circle, arrows, hey, there's repetition, what do you think? And I mean, even in verse 19, verse 19 of chapter 1, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and one of you clever gents referred back to chapter 1, verse 10, so as to walk in the manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him. It's like, hey, there's another pleasing in the same chapter. So now you're making connections here. But anyway, what is my closing question to you gents on a Friday morning?
So the question you ask is, how can we pray over this verse? Maybe not over is not the right word, but how does this text help us pray better or pray in our lives?
And that, listeners, are always a good question to ask. So now you've wrestled through the text. You pray as you go on. Like B said, there might be a very difficult verse that you don't understand. And then you pray about it.
Mm.
And you pray about it. But then after you prayed about the difficult ones, let's work through the text again, B.
Yeah.
Sorry, Banele. I call him B. Anyway. How would you pray verse 15? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
So I'd say part of this text is showing us the glory of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that maybe I would pray that the Lord would open our eyes to who Christ is.
Yeah, that's great. Or even just thanking him. Our God, we praise you that Christ is the firstborn of all creation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, we magnify you in verse 16 that you were present in Genesis 1.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing me Christ from Genesis 1, that all things were created for you and by you.
Mm.
Help me, verse 16 at the end, that you created me and then you recreated me for you and for your glory. So please help me honor you and glorify you.
Yeah.
Right? What would you pray in verse 18?
So verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. So there I would pray, I would first of all just thank Christ for building a church and building his church and helping us in our perseverance to glory. By giving us a church that will feed us, mature us in that journey.
Mm. Great. How would you pray verse 20?
Verse 20, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So there, of course, I mean, I'd say the cross is central. Mm-hmm. So thank Christ for the cross, but also look forward to this work. And so
Let Christ know that you are looking forward to the day when he will reconcile all things to himself, and also ask him to give you hope in times of distress, using this verse that in the end all things will be reconciled to him.
And praising him, like you said, praising him that he reconciled us to the Father. Because without that, and even the blood of the cross, thank you for dying on the cross, thank you for making the gospel, verse 23, help us to continue in the faith, help us to be stable and steadfast, not shifting from hope of the gospel that I heard. Praise God that someone preached the gospel to me. Lord, help me to preach the gospel just like someone preached it to me. And when I preach it or teach it or evangelize or share it at work, help people to hear what I proclaim. Help them to see you as the creator. Any last comments?
So it is a question, and it is good practice, even from Charles Simeon Trust, to look for a very short statement, a summary statement in your head of what is this passage saying. Whatever passage you're reading through, ask yourself, how do I summarize what is being said here? And so, Tommy, what, from this passage that we've been reading, what would you say is the summary statement of what is being said, the emphasis?
Putting me on the spot. I would say, and this takes longer, as you know, when we fill in the sheets, but anyway, something like, Christ, the firstborn of all creation, was necessary to reconcile us to God.
Amen.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or even, the firstborn needed to shed his blood on the cross for our reconciliation.
Yeah.
Or even the Christ the firstborn.
Yeah.
I know, that's a little bit vague, but yeah. I think if you look at the repetition of firstborn and reconciliation, I think those two words need to be in a emphasis or the meaning of the text, those two, and then how he did it. So he was the firstborn, which means he's God, or something like God himself was needed to reconcile people to himself.
He's the one who's, I'd say those are good. What I like about all of them is we are not necessarily the center of the passage, which is what we often do in our devotionals. What is this saying about me? Well, most of the time, it's really speaking about Christ.
I would say all the time, but anyway. But yeah, I think that that's a wise statement from you, that I think we read the Bible very self-focused instead of Christ-focused. Obviously, it's got implications and things for us to learn. And most of the times, I'm convicted about something when I read something, but Christ first and then you.
Amen.
So see yourself in Christ and being reconciled. Anyway, any last comments?
No, that was
second
helpful.
Last comments.
Thank
I'm
you.
Too Baptist. Listeners, I hope you learn something. If you have some practical questions like that, send them in. But that's how I read my Bible. I know B's changed the way he read his Bible according to these things. Look for repetition. Look for changes of persons, like Paul did here, wrote about Christ, and then he wrote to the people. And look for just other scripture verses, biblical theology, like Genesis 1 came out, Romans 1 came out of this text of Colossians 15 to 23. Hope you enjoy reading your Bible. Until next.
Help further the work of Imprint by sharing this podcast with someone who might benefit from it, or by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast catcher. Visit imprinton.org for more resources and information about the ministry.